You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Jill Donovan. One of the questions I get asked most frequently is, how do I know what my purpose is? Or how do I know which road I'm supposed to take? From the time I was 10 years old, when my dreams of being an Olympic gymnast were dashed, I started asking myself these same questions. Every year I would start a new journey or a new hobby in hopes of discovering my purpose or finding something I was passionate enough about to make it my life's calling. I knew deep in my heart God had gifted me with something that He was preparing me for, even if that gift was not yet apparent. As a matter of fact, He has given each one of us a unique gift that some of us have not even unwrapped yet. Many of us are living or longing for someone else's gift. We are walking down someone else's road, living someone else's journey. The key is to walk the path God has mapped out especially for you. Sometimes it is barely lit. Sometimes you cannot see beyond the next step, but you just put one foot in front of the other and keep walking. Sometimes the door is not wide open. It's simply unlocked, and so you walk through it. But never should you need to bang a door down or walk down a road that is blocked. There are no actual directions or bright yellow signs saying, "Turn left," or "Make a U-turn." It's as if your heart is a magnetic compass, always drawing you towards the path you are to walk down. So while your head may be filled with doubts, fears, and internal criticisms as to whether to go or to stay, the answer is, first, stand still. Simply so you can listen and feel and have your compass reset. Then watch the magnetic pull of that arrow on your heart's compass. Which direction is it pulling you? Which door is it pointing towards? Which path is it shedding a little light on? When you are still, not only does it give your compass a moment to reset, it makes you intentional about listening closely, about seeing things clearly, and mostly about feeling the true pull of your heart, not the pull of someone else. We are pulled all day, in all directions, every day, month after month, year after year. So much so that we no longer listen to our own heart's desires, the ones that God put in there. Stop going to everyone else for answers, to social media, to blogs, to quizzes and tests. Asking everyone what to do, asking for wisdom is one thing, but listening to the one thing that only you can know is another, your heart. If you stand still, it will get quiet enough that you may rediscover an answer that is buried, yet has been there all along. God gave you certain desires. He put them in your heart. Discover the direction the arrow is pointing and then take a simple step. And keep following it. Even when the road bends, it is better than any road map you'll ever find. Jill Donovan, attorney, speaker, writer, and founder, Rustic Cuff, Tulsa.